the MDC are the only people that see white people as special. They're the only party that see Western interests and Western styles and ways of doing things as special. We see things differently. We believe that if a political party that is based in Zimbabwe, that is a truly homegrown political party, you ought to be able to come up with an election manifesto that addresses the concerns of the people of Zimbabwe. And you ought to be able to do that on your own, independently, without the input of anybody, let alone people who are well known to be our detractors, people who imposed sanctions on our people. It's very shameful. It's un-Zimbabwean. It's unpresidential material. And I think it's disgraceful for the MDCT to be wanting to include Western people and white people in the crafting of their election manifesto. It clearly demonstrates that they are a party that is out of their depth. They are clueless about the issues that really need to be addressed in this country, the issues that really advance the welfare of our people.
But the MDC says these policies are meant to correct ZANU-PF's failures in the years it has been in power. What's your reaction to this?
What policies are they talking about? You can't talk of a policy now when you've been in government for 4 years and you failed to come up with a single policy, a policy that is forward-looking, a policy that addresses issues of unemployment. When the MDCT joined the coalition government in 2009, they promised all sorts of things. They promised heaven on earth. They promised to create 1 million jobs. They promised all sorts of things. But what did we see?